Utility Director Chris Bruton told the Assembly last week that the state seemed more inclined to spend its $100 million renewable energy fund on construction rather than research.
The legislative intent was to look for projects that were ready to be built. They didn't want to come up with essentially a library of $100 million worth of studies on the shelf at the end of this program. So that was one of the key criteria. Also, they're looking at communities that have fairly high costs, you know, that remote communities are on diesel generation or other high-cost energy options. Fortunately for Sitka, we're one of the lowest in the state, if not the lowest in the state. So on that criteria alone, we didn't compete.
Bruton said the AEA also considered the $12 million awarded to Sitka last year for the Blue Lake expansion and passing over the Tackett's request. Raising the Blue Lake Dam and adding a third turbine are critical to meeting electrical demand in Sitka for the next couple of decades. Beyond that, if growth trends continue, Sitka will need a lot more power. Bruton suggested forging ahead on the Tackett's project.
Tackett's is going to be a critical project in our energy future. So I think we should continue to pursue that and follow on with that. The money we were asking for was essentially work on our preliminary permit to file a license for the project. So we have a 3-year window to do that process.
If developed, the Tackett's project could produce an estimated 28 megawatts of power. Sitka's existing projects at Blue and Green Lakes produce a combined 21 megawatts. With power to spare, Sitka could possibly sell off the surplus to other communities through a regional electrical intertie. Additionally, some kind of power corridor across Baranoff Island would be required. Planners have considered both a traditional road and, more recently, an electric railroad. The AEA scored the Tackett's project 86th out of a total of 99 applications, taking it out of contention for funding this year. Nevertheless, in the review comments section of its report, the AEA does not rule out Tackett's. The comments state, "Given the widespread interest in linking major electric generation and loads in Southeast, development of Tackett's should be coordinated with the Southeast Alaska Regional Energy Plan. Recommend." Last year, an unusual dry spell in November and December kept lake levels low, and Sitka's electric department rolled out a traffic light scheme to warn consumers when hydropower was in short supply. Despite normal precipitation this winter and full reservoirs, Sitka's electric department plans to keep the light on yellow indefinitely. The difference this year is that although rainfall is up, so is electrical demand in Sitka. According to the electric department, Sitka's consumed 5,000 megawatts more this year than last. In a memo to assembly members distributed last week, Electric Director Chris Bruton warned that Sitka is nearing the end of its hydro capacity. With a typical water year, Sitka's two hydro plants can supply about 120,000 megawatts. Sitka's load last year topped 118,000. Bruton is predicting that Sitka could have to run its diesel generators to supply about 3,200 megawatts this year if demand continues to go up. He estimates that the fuel alone to produce that power could run to $950,000. At this time, Bruton writes, we will continue to operate the system in yellow status. Where the department has installed interruptible electric boilers in certain public buildings, those facilities will remain on oil heat. On the upside, Bruton says that new governors installed at Green Lake will allow that system to continue to produce stable power at low water levels, which could contribute another 500 megawatts to Sitka's supply this year.